Welcome. Welcome back to the second hour of In Defense of Humanity. I'm Ingrid Castle and my partner, Al Whitney. We're talking right now about these immunization contracts that pediatricians have come up with, actually probably the American Academy of Pediatrics, but also there's so many what we would call presumptive adhesion contracts out there that people are coerced into signing. And if you were listening the previous hour, Al just brought up an example of her. It was the Internet contract that she has with these people. You know, who knows what kind of contract she signed initially, but they came up with a new set of terms, and it was 20 pages of very fine print, six font, and her next check to them to pay for the service was stated very clearly that that would say that she agreed to all their terms.
Yes, that will cure the contract.
That'll cure the contract. Yep, that'll cement the contract, just her sending her payment.
Yep.
And this is the credit card companies actually do these kind of contracts too.
Well, and the bank, I mean, I think I mentioned it on the show before. The bank sent us a new terms of an agreement, and this is a local bank. Everybody says, oh, you go to a local bank, you'll be fine. Nuh-uh. They sent us a new terms and conditions if you continue to use this account with our bank. Again, we're back to this novation. If you continue to use the account, then you're agreeing to these new terms and conditions. And I read it on air. I sent it to an attorney, and they agreed. There was a phrase in there saying, this account is obligated to all of the letters of the Federal Reserve Bank, which is a private corporation. Most of the listeners of RBN know that. However, there are too many to list here. So what they're saying, talk about presumptive adhesion contract, if you continue to use your checking account, you are agreeing to terms that we're not going to reveal. Don't you love it?
Yeah.
And we're going to tell you we're not going to reveal. So then that makes it legal in their commercial world. If I agree to a contract where the terms and conditions are not revealed and the person who created the contract is saying, oh, by the way, we're not going to reveal them. If I sign that contract and agree to those terms, I am agreeing to this. That it's okay, you don't have to tell me what you're doing. And my signature states it right there. Okay, that's fine. You don't have to tell me what you're doing. Maybe you're going to steal my money, but that's okay. Because they're going to always fall back on these bar guys have made these agreements. If I challenged it after the fact, they're going to fall back on this, say, but you agreed to it.
Mm-hmm.
You agreed to a contract where we told you we weren't going to tell you all the terms and conditions. And you said that was okay. And I'm like, oh my. Does everybody start to see what a nightmare they've created?
It is. It is a nightmare. Anyway, these are the kind of cases. I just feel like reading one case just because it's so amazing. Some of these cases that are across my desk because people are desperate. They don't understand the legal system. But this one is, she said, has a daughter that will be in her last year of high school, and she has three much older children from another marriage who had reactions to vaccines in varying degrees while they were growing up. But the worst was convulsions within 15 minutes of being vaccinated. And dumb me, she kept vaccinating her. The second swelled up on the second DPT shot, so the doctor and I stopped future vaccinations with her, and her younger brother, and that was years ago. Well, fast forward, and they're moving to a neighboring state to me, and her youngest daughter was born, and they told the doctor the dilemma of her older children who had all these reactions. So he reluctantly gave her an exemption letter so that she was able to go to school and kindergarten and stuff. It was basically a medical or something like that. But today, she is told that she can't get a medical exemption. In Montana, it's pretty difficult, actually, and certainly not from a doctor from another state. So she says she has to do a religious exemption. And she says she has to have it signed and notarized with penalty of going to prison if she is found that she doesn't hold the religious convictions, or she will not be allowed into school. And she's this girl is going to be an adult next year, but she has like one more year of school, and she doesn't want her to have. I mean, she never had any shots, so she's like in this dilemma. She doesn't want to be fined $500 or go to jail for not having these strong religious convictions, but she's certainly not willing to get her 17-year-old to have all the shots. Do the catch up from a baby, because they'll do that. I know people that have done that and they've died. they'll just you're just like a pincushion for Big Pharma to get all the caught up shots.
Okay, so now
like,
where's
what
the,
do I do?
Where's the presumption in that? First of all, and I'm sure you see this, but I'm hoping that listeners will start to think about this thing a lot differently. Okay, dear Blue Who, please send me the instructions for what proof you need that it's my religion. You see, if they're going to create the term and the punishment, we have every right to say, define it.
Mm-hmm. Define? That's
because
I mean, you know, how can they know? The religious exemption, for one, is really strongly held convictions.
It doesn't matter. Ingrid.
But it doesn't matter.
No, think commercially. This all on paper. The whole world exists as is a maze on paper. So the question has to go back to them. It's they have an obligation to describe what parameters they use to determine whether she's a member of a religion that does this, that's acceptable to them. That's where they fall apart every single time, because we leave it open-ended. We let them not define what it is they consider an acceptable religion. And then that way we can fall into that trap.
Right. You need to force them to do the definition.
Exactly. Always, 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 always. What do you mean by a parent / guardian? What do you mean by, you know, always force them to define their terms, because that's where we keep getting in trouble. We go back to Webster's, and they're living in the world of legalese, and they're not telling us the rules.
Well, Black Law Dictionary is vastly different than Webster's in definitions.
Oh my gosh, just the word person alone, right there, you've got two different worlds. Well, maybe we should take some calls. Thank you for bringing that up. I mean, that, again, that's another example of how we can push back, you know?
Right.
Let's push back. Can we take Lark from Texas? Lark, are you still there?
Hi there. How are you?
Good.
You know, I perhaps y'all are aware of the etymological connections between the banks and the bar?
Yes. We
did. B-A-N-C?
We did.
Oh, you did, yeah.
Yeah. The Crown Bar over there?
Yeah, you got the bank, B-A-N-C, you have banque,
right.
Bank,
right.
Bench, bar.
Right.
And, of course, the American Bar Association established in 1878, National Lawyers Guild 1937. Are you aware of, I've heard you mention about the, I think it was an 1892 document, the Bankers Manifesto?
Yes, we've talked about that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Everybody needs to read that, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think so. And are you all familiar with Invisible Contracts, Laws Legalize Slavery, 1984, George Mercier?
Yes. Yes. That's,
yeah.
As I recall, that was fairly lengthy.
It was, yeah.
Yeah. And I made my way through it. I don't normally recommend it because I'm finding that people just, very few people seem to want to take hours of their life reading through this stuff, you know? And on some level, it has to almost be your passion or your interest to get you to do it. Most people, I don't think most people would do it. I don't know. At least my husband wouldn't do it. I'll tell you that right now.
But what you said to me, I'm interested. I'm not familiar with that one. I mean, I, you know, it's like in my distant memory, but I don't remember reading through it.
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
1984 document.
Yeah, I've got your email address. Another thing that might be of interest is some biographies and a couple other documents. One is a former Soviet legal expert, now deceased, named Harold Berman, the law professor at Harvard for 40 years, and then 20 years after at Emory University in Atlanta. And then there are two Yale law professors, Reva Siegel and Jack Balkin, who co-edited something entitled The Constitution in 2020. And those are easily searchable on the Internet. But interestingly, one of the contributors was Obama Commissar Cass Sunstein. Another interesting
How does the Constitution in 2020, what's the gist? Did you read that?
Uh-huh.
Well, are they saying the Constitution's in place today? Did they acknowledge the permanent state of national emergency?
What they're doing is they're doing a lot of end-arounds. It's some fellow in New Zealand or Australia is the one that has a Wikia, W-I-K-I-A. If you do a search, it'll come up on the first page. The Constitution in 2020, Reva Siegel and Jack Balkin. But here's the point I wanted to arrive at and get y'all's response. What I see happening is, frankly, we've had people who are very proud of the legal authority of the Babylonian Talmud. They consider that it is superior to all other forms of law. And people who are adherents of the Babylonian Talmud, as it was informed also by the Zohar, what we call the Kabbalah, from whence much of moral relativism springs, they have penetrated our institutions today, medical, legal, academic, and so forth. And especially if you look into this fellow Harold Berman, he sees no disconnection whatsoever between economics and law and religion. And there's several memorial websites dedicated to him. But what I see occurring today is that they're actually teaching European law in American law schools.
Well, they've created a uniform commercial system to match what I just said earlier, so they can do international commerce, international treaties. They're getting all of these countries to sign on to this international uniform commercial code. This is private, but it's private international law.
That's true. Yeah, I think the point I wanted to make, and you know, invite your response, is that you know, I think it's really important that we simply type into any search engine, what is communitarian law, and then look seriously at its direct connection to Talmudic law. Yes. And unfortunately, very few people like to read anymore. I don't think that Americans, for instance, have much of a attention span because of all this media that we're bombarded with today. But if you all are interested, you can.
And they don't realize, it seems like, and I've seen this, you've probably seen it too, Lark, they don't realize there's a trap out there for them, and sadly, until they're caught in it.
Well, that's right. And that's why you speak of contracts of adhesion. Well, right. These contracts today are both visible and invisible, and the language of the law is deliberately occluded.
Right. So it's the language in medicine. Have you noticed?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and of course, you must know that there is a, in a communitarian schema for global to local governance or human and territorial resource management.
I don't really look at it that way. I look at it as an agenda for slavery and genocide.
Well, it is, because, see, communitarian governance is world socialism. It combines corporatism, communism, and mercantilism, and it equates to gangsterism, which is organized crime made legal, and it most definitely equates to slavery.
Yes.
And this is, we could rightfully call it technological slavery.
Yes, they now use technology, which concerns me about these contracts, because, like in the past, they required our signature, right? Right. And so we could educate people about reading what they sign, but they seem to be moving into wanting a biometric ID in lieu of a signature. Now, that would mean if you go to an ATM machine and the camera identifies you biologically, that they want to consider that consent.
That's right. You're so right. Anyway, we live in very interesting times, and I would invite anyone listening, if they would go to archive.org into the Wayback Machine and type in N-O-R-D, Nord, N-O-R-D dot T-W-U dot net, you'll come to something that's been online since about 2003 called the Anti-Communitarian League, and then if they'll click on the Research tab, and then they'll see entries for communitarian law and Talmudic law, and see if they don't concur. There's something worth investigating here.
Well, thanks for calling in, Lark. I appreciate your input. However, we want to get to Ingrid, and so far I think we're going to have time. We want to get to how we get the doctors out of this box and get ourselves out of it at the same time. And the people that I've been working with see no other way. Just to tell everyone, this is not about my ego. This is about a lot of us putting our heads together and trying to figure out how this system works and how to get ourselves and our physician out of this box that's been created with the stick and the carrot. And so we're going to talk a little bit about the vaccination notice. We see no other way to do it, folks. Exemptions are great because all people have to do is sign their name and they're done. They can go about their business. Exemptions are disappearing, as Ingrid has said, as I have said. They're Healthy People 2020 is rolling across the country. It's well-funded, and they want to have all exemptions, religious, philosophical, medical. They want to get rid of all exemptions if at all possible. So that leaves us no choice but to seriously look at the vaccination notice, in my opinion. And we're going to do that, but I think we're getting ready to come up on a break. Ingrid, you concur, don't you, that we're boxed in now?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I am getting more email than I ever have on the whole exemption issue. And, you know, there's no place to go, basically. And none of these websites even advertise. They just find me.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, because they're still in the attorney game, all the other organizations.
Yep, they are.
Stay tuned. You're listening to In Defense of Humanity, and we're still taking callers, but we're going to be going over the vaccination notice also.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to stonecityfarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's stonecityfarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back to Independence of Humanity. We're going to be talking about the vaccination notice that's in Lawfully Yours, and there's a lot of detail also at Parents Against Mandatory Vaccines, and on the vaclib.org exemption page has links to specifics that go back to Al's websites.
Well, and on Parents Against Mandatory, well, before we go into that, and we are definitely going into that, I wanted to say that I don't agree with Lark that we have communitarian's law. I've not seen anybody call it that. Everyone calls it Admiralty Maritime. Some people just call it Maritime. Some people call it Uniform Commercial Code law. It is a private international law, and yes, it's connected to the banks and the money system, but it has nothing to do with communities. It has everything to do with them controlling the legal system and the legal system being a part of the banking system, just exactly as Melvin Stamper explained. And again, I recommend people get that. It's not that long. It's easy to read. And it's on our website. This is the chapter 2 called Magicians, where he explains the connection between the legal system and the banking system. And then he goes on to say how we are being used as surety. So it's not too hard to understand. I think people can catch on pretty quick. We have another caller from Kansas. Maybe we should take Sherry. She called in before, and then I'll go into this legal notice. Good evening, Sherry. Hi. How are you?
Good evening. Hi. Thanks. Fine. say, John had a real interesting show on Tuesday. Ralph Winterode was on with him, and Ralph had a guy that he worked with in Minnesota. It was a state income tax case, but it was very interesting, some of the things he talked about. They said, one thing they said, that it's better to have a bench trial than a jury trial. And Ralph, if I'm getting this right, he said it's because they have to bring in the law. And he said where a jury trial, they'll bring in all this extraneous stuff and confuse the jury. And then at the end, in the jury instructions, they'll give them the law maybe, but they'll have polluted their minds with all this other stuff. But it was a very interesting show that I thought you guys might want to listen to if you didn't catch that on Tuesday.
I don't know that Ralph, I didn't catch it, and thank you for bringing it to my attention. I don't know that Ralph understands it's all administration commercial law. I'm not entirely sure that he does.
Well, he was, that's part of the deal. They actually had to judge walk out of this trial.
They what?
They had the judge walk out of the trial.
They walked out?
Yeah, it was a very interesting, because the prosecutor's witness, basically admitted that he hadn't read the, their Minnesota income tax code.
Oh, okay.
It was really funny the way they told it, anyway.
If you read Judge Mallory's book, The Fraternity, I don't know that Ralph has read that. When you read his book, he was a former judge, and he's been around. Then when he retired, he decided to tell it like it is. And the book is called The Fraternity by Judge Mallory. And he said that it doesn't matter what the laws, the statutes and codes are. It doesn't matter a bit. That the judges can make determinations from the bench and do it all the time, and they create their own case law, and that's where he motivated him when he saw this going on again and again and again. A judge just saying, well, I'm not going to consider that evidence, it's frivolous, and he can do that from the bench while you bring the best of evidence in. He can tell you he's not going to see it or allow it to be submitted to the court. And that's the problem, Sherry. These judges control that room.
Right.
And well, they actually got them on their some of their own definitions. But anyway.
Well, thanks for...
Hey, Al, I sent you an email on the real author of Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars.
I've heard that, but I think that's a rumor.
No, it's, I think the guy's straight on. I gave you his name, the heading of the email. Well, you could actually listen to Eric.
Oops.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Welcome back, folks. I just wanted to say something quick about Sherry's comment, which I appreciated, and then we'll go to callers. I think instead of reading the vaccination notice, I'm going to read just one thing at the end and tell you that you can get to the vaccination notice by going to my website, anticorruptionsociety.com, and clicking on the Lawfully Yours page. And you can click on a PDF file, which will give you the whole Lawfully Yours, and including the vaccination notice. And you can read and kind of start thinking about how this lets the doctors off the hook. Because one thing you're doing with the doctor is you're taking yourself out of the straw man position and telling the doctor the knowledge that you have, and much of what's on here he doesn't even know about. So back to Sherry. It is true someone's claiming that they wrote Silent Weapons or Quiet War. I've heard that claim. However, I got my original source from William Cooper's book, Behold a Pale Horse. That's where it was first published for all of us, really. And he was a former naval intelligence officer. So I find it hard to believe that Bill Cooper would have put that out there had it not been genuine. And if you read it, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, and you understand that they're using tax information, and you understand the IRS is intricately connected to the Federal Reserve, as is the U.S. Treasury, they're Larry, Curley, and Moe, then nobody would have that information unless they really understood the system. And it's all exposed in there as to how it works and how they use our tax returns to gain access to information about our lives. And you can read it and see that it's all from the international banker's point of view. So I still recommend it. They cite research that was done by the Russian, some Russian on the, our economy, our household economy, and I looked it up. That's true as well. So it's pretty darn reliable, and everything that's in it has been truly going on. Okay, that said, let's take a call from Mike in Tennessee. Good evening, Mike.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I listened to Kermit on Sunday, and apparently he's recited the same information on Tuesday. And what the previous caller didn't catch, and Kermit says these things in such a way that it kind of builds up to a crescendo and people kind of miss some of the operatives. He said the judge left in order to make a ruling. He hasn't ruled yet on this case. So even though he feels like he won, as you properly said, in these administrative courts, the judge does what he wants to do. The rules be damned, and it doesn't matter if you've got a jury. And as Kermit tried to say, you put the law together with the facts that, quote, the judge is required to put the law together with the facts. Well, in an administrative court, not so much. In a real...
Hear, hear, Mike. Well said. Well said.
No, I've been studying your information for the last 4 months while I was in jail, and now that I'm out, I have greater access to your website. And I've known Kermit 5 years, been talking to him, but most his thing is his bailiwick is the tax code.
Right.
And these code meisters, I love them all, you know, but at the end of the day, they're steeped in their code, and at the end of the day, they pick and choose and create on the fly the code that they want to apply, and therein lies the problem, is that they're not grasping that at the end of the day, these administrative tribunals can do whatever they want, and you're, pardon my language, you're in bad shape.
And as I recall from your previous call, you had to learn this lesson the hard way, and I'll tell you, it's the most expensive education you get, but if you survive it and you come out on the other end, I just wish more people would listen to those who've been intimately victimized by this system. Because those who have been and they start reading Lawfully Yours, a lot of them lights go off in their head and they say, oh my God, that's what happened.
I've spent the last 10 years getting a PhD in dealing with corrupt government, and your website has connected so many dots. Just the Lawfully Yours, mailed to me by the missus, connected so many dots. Because you also put in there how to verify the stuff. And I'm a guy that kind of verifies things, so I look it up. Plus, I recently, and I don't know, you might already have this, but if not, I've got a friend that works at the IRS in Memphis, and his boss actually pulled up my name and my social and how they've attached my social to this current charge that they've levied against me, and they're trying to, supposedly it's public record, he's supposed to get with me on how to actually access it via the public record, but you might already have this, but if I can get this, how to identify it, and how to verify it, I'll share it with you.
Okay, that's great. I'm glad you called in, because, you know, the people who get railroaded through this system, and they come out, and then they start to look at, well, what the heck happened? Start to realize that these are not common law courts. They're not constitutional courts. It's their private law. And I have all the respect in the world for Ralph, but I think he still doesn't quite understand. It's their law. When we try to make them follow their rules, we're doing that from the outside.
It's a hard thing for most. It's hard for most people to grasp, because they've been for so long conditioned to believe that there are rules. Like right now, the presidential election. You know, I'm the law and order. Well, what is law? There is no law. It's a statute system, and he's wanting to be the CEO of United States Corporation.
Right, and he is.
Yeah, he is.
And now, because of the emergency, he can write any executive order he wants. And I put an article on my website. He doesn't even have to disclose them. Now, how does anybody figure that this is a constitutional government? It blows me away.
No, I guess I'm fortunate to still be alive. I mean, for me, daring to expose their rigged elections is what got me in trouble in the first place. I ran for office. How dare I? Then I found out it was rigged, and I discovered how to expose that. How dare I? And, yeah, it cost me, you know, 7-year sentence, effectively 5 years day for day behind bars in a hellhole. And of the people I met in prison, I would say that maybe 5% actually deserved to be there. The rest are people that violated statutes.
Right.
They committed a state crime against the state, possession of, distribution of.
Right.
If you took the word drug out of all these people's charges, literally about, and I'm not saying this to be, I would say conservatively, 90% of the people in prison would walk out. Conservatively.
Yes, and that's why we have a war. That's why they have the war on drugs. They called it the war on drugs, which, again, it allows them to criminalize something under the war powers, and people don't get that either. You're absolutely right. We have a higher percentage of our population in prison than any other country on the planet. Did you know that, Mike?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and, it, you know, if you took buying, selling, now some of these people stole for drugs, some of these people beat people up for these drugs, but if there was no prohibition against drugs, then anybody could get them. They would be cheap. It'd be like alcohol. It's like, okay, why would I steal for something I can make for free or get cheap?
Yeah, I know my husband and I have been proponents of legalizing drugs for the longest time, but you know what, Mike, there's too much money. They're making too much money incarcerating all these people.
Right. And I'm a guy that's never got into drugs. I was in basketball my whole life, and, you know, I never got into it. I'm 55, and, I did go to concerts. I know what pot smells like, but I never got into it. I was too busy playing basketball. And
yeah.
But at the end of the day, I see the people whose lives are destroyed not because of drugs, because of the system. The system has stolen everything they've got and everything their family's got.
That's right. Well, we have another caller, Mike. Is that about it? Should I...
Yeah, I just wanted to put a little bit of emphasis on the information that the lady had, and it's...
I appreciate it.
Have a good evening.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. We have another caller, Mike from Kentucky. Mike, we're rolling into the final 10 minutes here.
Yeah, I hate to go back so far on you, but you were reading in the end of the last hour, and I could not catch where you were getting it from. It kind of reminded me of some of the materials that I got from Jack McGlam many years ago that were police manuals, talked about converting everything into a regulated privilege. You were talking about the commercial fiction replacing money and how the...
Yes.
Where was that from?
So anyone else who missed it, because this is such an important paragraph. It is from the book Fruit from a Poisonous Tree that was written by an attorney Melvin Stamper. I presume he wrote it when he retired, because in it he says he was born in 1940 and the book was written in 2008. And he has an amazing background. In fact, last week's show, all we did was talk about Melvin and his book and read excerpts. Fruit from a Poisonous Tree by Melvin Stamper. You can get it, Google Books. I think you can still get it Amazon. But on our website, I posted for last week's show, if you look at it, I posted a PDF of that chapter 2, and that's what I was reading from. Chapter 2, called The Magicians. And you can get it free.
They're lawfully yours, Anti-Corruption Society, which part of it?
Anti-Corruption Society. Go to IDH program links, IDH, in Defense of Humanity program links. Click on that. Scroll down to last week's show, and it says that it was about Melvin Stamper's Fruit from a Poisonous Tree. And I put up a link to the chapter 2. So you can read the whole chapter 2, and it's going to open your eyes big time. But again,
he was working at the time that this happened.
Pardon?
He was working at the time this happened.
Who was?
He was practicing law at the time this happened.
Well, no, he's had many careers, and we talked about that last week. Many careers. He was actually... in law, he was a Marine, and he was a law professor. So in 2008, he finally did all this research. The front of the book has wonderful reviews written by a lawyer, a healthcare alternative care practitioner, and the foreword is written by a judge. all giving rave reviews to Melvin's amazing investigation. His background was so vast, he was also a pilot, that he was standing far enough back from the system that he could really see what was going on. And he just delved into the IRS, he delved into the Treasury, and he delved into the Federal Reserve Bank. He just jumped in with both feet, and it's amazing what he discovered.
So it's I'll see if I can find that on here. But the sentiment, the concepts, I had read in old police manuals that Jack McClam had collected up many years ago, where they were wanting to convert everything into a regulated privilege and get rid of our rights. I mean, that's right there in a police manual, where the, and that's a conspiracy against their oath of office and the Constitution. It's a subversion of. I'm sure there's some codified conspiracy that could be charged with for doing that, for programming police to immediately completely abandon their oath to the Constitution and oath of office. And
well, here's how they get around that, Mike. Here's how they get around that. They take an oath to the Constitution, and then if they read Senate Report 93549, they will realize that the Constitution has been suspended since 1933 due to a permanent state of national emergency. So they're really taking an oath to the national emergency.
In effect.
Yeah, and they don't know it, but that's what they're doing.
Nobody's going to point that out.
Nobody points that out. I'm amazed, all the these lawyers. I'm looking at this report. It's available everywhere. It was publicly published. All of the Senate knew about it in 1973, and now when you bring it up, these lawyers tell you it doesn't mean anything. And I know that because we showed it to a lawyer. Oh, well, that doesn't mean anything. When you read that, you see it means everything.
Senate report what again?
93549. That you can find on my website on the source document page. Scroll down, and it's listed. Senate Report 93549.
I think I had read that. I've read that before because it was exactly, 40 years after the banking emergency, and they were. It was a committee to investigate the continuing national emergencies, and every few months they come up with another excuse to come up with another national emergency.
And guess what? Guess what the current one is?
ISIS, I think. I can't remember.
It's the war on terror.
Yeah, it's a different facet of the war on terror. ISIS, I think, was the last one I read that Obama issued. But before that, it was Iraq, and before that, it was whatever.
Yeah, but he has to maintain the permanent emergency or the war. And in 2012-2013, we found evidence that he filed in the Federal Registry a continuation of the national emergency due to the war on terror. And then we have a clip from Aaron Russo when he spoke with Nick Rockefeller. He did an interview with Alex Jones, and he said, Nick Rockefeller said, and then we're going to have a war on terror, which will never end because you can never identify the enemy, so it'll be going on forever.
Perpetual war for perpetual peace, just like George Orwell tried to talk about.
Doesn't it? Sounds like that to me.
Yeah. he was hooked in with the elite, wasn't he?
Yes.
Him and Huxley were both hooked in with the elite for what their plans are.
Yes.
I'll let you go. Thanks.
Thanks, Mike. Well, this was an interesting. We had interesting callers tonight, Angry. And I just really love when they call in and they share some of this stuff that, you know, they bring up things that I'm not even aware of. I love that. But we're getting ready to close off the show for this week. And I'm inviting everyone to listen to the last 5 minutes of our program. We have an imaging prayer designed to help us imagine the world that we know we deserve. And if we all would do this every day, spend time, the power of our thoughts, that's a source of energy we haven't really tapped into. And this prayer is giving you an opportunity to use the power of your thoughts to create the kind of world we all deserve, which is certainly not to be run by the bankers and the bar. And Ingrid, did you have anything you'd like to add?
Well, I just remember my friend was in prison for a long time for the war on drugs. And, he went back and forth. They did so much research, my husband and him, and he came out with a book, Nixon's War on Drugs, The Daddy Rabbit of All Frauds. And it's all just from a constitutional basis. But as we have researched further, there is no constitutional basis for these laws because they don't need to have a constitutional basis.
That's right.
This is the huge thing. There's a lot of money in locking these people up, as Mike pointed out. So, anyway, well, thank you to all our callers, and please stay tuned next week. I'll have a guest, and I'll be on vacation, and we have a great imaging prayer, so please stay tuned.
Good night.
Right.
Imagine a pill that can improve your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
We'd like to end tonight's show by reaching up to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you, to assist us in creating the future we all want. Close your eyes as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord, and image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear. Picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
This